Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Favor Live with Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, where we go through the process of there. Using our everyday life, we allow God to shape us, make us, transform us as we digest the Word, obey it, believe what He's called us to, and that what He will demonstrate in our lives by His power and His authority. The faith walk is a process where you're not able to pan out every the details of faith. You just walk out everything that He's telling you, every place He's called you to by faith, and you watch the manifestation of His divine will and pleasure in your life in a way that you've never seen it or experienced. But it will be a blessing to you and every generation and nation that you come in contact with. And so we thank God that He's chosen us and called us to something that is a process of there, and He performs it in our lives as we trust and obey. We've been watching and looking at ordinary people in the Bible, not seeing them as human, superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals whom God has chosen, who live in a different time frame, a different century, but the word for their life is present and prevalent to us today. So we thank God that His word never changes, that it is forever the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, that it will endure and stand when everything else goes away and is gone under. His word will be there. So we thank God that the word that He's spoken concerning us and the word that He spoke in us is a very present help, and it is able to cause us to become as He is as we allow that word to transform us. I want to speak today about the pressure of waiting. When you are under pressure to wait on God and see the demonstration of His power, to see the manifestation of what He says, the circumstances, the enemy, and time seems to provide a pressure that you have to learn how to trust God and believe His word regardless of what is going on. This pressure is formed to press us in the spiritual sense into the things of God, into the Word of God, into the place where we allow the demonstration of God's power to make us rest, cause us to rest in the midst of what seems chaotic. Towards with the enemy, this pressure is used to break us or to make us doubt God or make us run to another option or make us run after things that are not the will of God, cause us to build up walls and make us look at God as if He has been unfaithful. These things come to make us strong, and they grow our faith, and how our faith grows determines the maturity that we have in God, in the Word of God, and in the place where we allow the Word to be demonstrated in our life. We have to allow that pressure not to destroy us, but to make us. We look at the lives of the children of Israel, and when they're crossing over to the Red Sea, we can sense the tremendous amount of panic, pressure that they're experiencing, because here they are at a place where they cannot move forward. Their enemies are behind them, and all they have is a word that was spoken by God through His servant Moses, His prophet. And they, even though they've seen God demonstrate and perform miracles, they're in a place where everything seems as if it's caving in now, because they're about to be consumed or crushed by their enemy. Sometimes in life, we're in a tremendous amount of pressure, and it seems as if the word that God has spoken does not match where we're at or match the surroundings or the atmosphere. And we are at the place where it seems like we can't go any further. Our enemy or of the situation or the circumstance, whatever's happening, is approaching so very fast, and it feels as if you're getting ready to be slaughtered by this circumstance, that you're going to be broken and destroyed, crushed by the weight of the pressure of the circumstance. And that you can't see any other way or avenue to escape. But I dare you to say, God, I can't go anywhere. I'm running into You. I'm running into the word that You spoke. I'm running into the word that You have said that I read about. I'm running into the place of hiding. I'm hiding myself in you. I'm hiding myself in the place of your promise. I'm hiding myself in the place of peace. I'm hiding myself in the place where I see and know the demonstration of your power. I'm making myself be at peace and confident in the God that has spoken concerning me. I'm making my will conform to your will. And even though the enemy is trying to come in like a flood, I believe that there's a standard that will be raised, that he will not be able to consume me. And I'm going to trust the word that you've spoken, even though the evidence of it has not manifested completely. And my enemies are fast approaching. The circumstances is trying to overtake me. I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe that you're going to show up. I believe that you're going to make a way happen. I believe that you're going to turn it around in my favor. I believe you're going to let me cross over into the place that you said was mine. I believe my enemies will not consume me. I believe that God will be all that he said. And that's the place where we see the children of Israel. Panic and fear is there. Doubt, disbelief, worry, anxieties of unimaginable circumstances are coming through their minds and their hearts. But Moses, the leader, calms them as he shows them the way, a way that they would never, ever even imagine, a way that is mind-blowing, a way that is in the form and is a miracle. They see the Red Sea's part. They see the waters stand up and held by the invisible hand of God. They see themselves walk on dry land. They see the millions of people. They see the fire of the Lord that was before them now go behind them and be a stopping point, be a wall against their adversaries that none of them can go through or go around. The same God is going to do the same for you. He's going to stop your enemy with the wall of fire so that you can cross over into the place of peace, transition, blessings, breakthrough, that you, whatever it is that you need. He's going to open up something that seems impossible and do the miraculous just for you. Because you dare to believe to see. You dare to believe to see it. I dare to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I dare to see God perform and do something miraculous that my enemy said would never happen, that the enemy thought he was going to consume me in, that God turns it around and makes a way out of no way, that opens up a door that no man can open, then closes the door that no man can close. This is what he did for the children of Israel. This is what he did against the Egyptians. This is what he did. He opened up a door for them, but he closed the door over and upon the Egyptians. Look for God to do the same for you. I don't care what it seems like. Go into the place of the most your holy faith and say, God, I believe you and I trust you. And I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord in the land. I'm going to see you do it. That circumstance is not greater than God. Nothing's impossible. Let him open up the door and trust him to do it. Trust him to do it. Thank you so much for joining me for Favorite Life today. I pray that you've been empowered, and I pray that you'll join me on tomorrow, that we might be empowered together again. God bless you.